This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Back in 2016, I decided to get serious about YouTube. And primarily because it's more about having fun for me. But there a lot of people paved the street for me prior to my going out there, like my next guest. And I have him on because in YouTube, if you can be demonetized, he's being demonetized, and there's no reason for him to be demonetized. And I'm talking about Such00. That is Don Porter. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you, man?
I am doing okay. Now, Don, you and Mike Lau had the distinction of being the only two non-relatives that I had that came and visited me in the hospital when I had that new crater cut into my chest. Have I ever told you? I appreciate that. I don't remember if I did or not.
You have.
Okay.
But it was well worth it because you're highly medicated.
Yes, I was. I was floating. No doubt about it. Now, YouTube, in the gun community, you and people like you, you basically gave a whole bunch of people a whole bunch of test drives with a whole bunch of guns. You made it easier for people to decide what they wanted to buy. You actually did sort of a public service and, you know, in a civic sort of way, you made the Second Amendment easier for people. Yeah. Nowhere in anything that you've ever done have I ever heard you get up there going, all right after you take the weapon and you kill the guy to death. You know, you don't cuss. You don't, it's as family friendly as it can possibly be. What do you think's going on with YouTube?
Well, I think part of it is advertisers. A lot of the big, huge media conglomerates, you know, they don't like guns and they don't like the Second Amendment. And I mean, they made it pretty obvious. And so they pulled a lot of their funding from YouTube a while back, kind of did a boycott. And it wasn't toward guns. It was toward really anything that wasn't what they said was an advertiser friendly. And so because of that, YouTube kind of did a knee-jerk reaction and just started putting out these algorithms to pick up certain key phrases like guns and shooting, things like that. And so, we got hit pretty hard. I mean, in fact, our ad, you know, we make revenue off of the ads that are placed on our videos.
Right.
And, I've been full time for about 5 years because of that. And, then all of a sudden we went down to zero last May. And so it's come back some, but I'm down about 70% of my income. And really, YouTube has the control over it. They're the ones that are kind of playing around. I've been doing YouTube for 9 years. So, you know, I feel like I've kind of proven myself. But, YouTube is seen differently.
You know, based upon YouTube's rules, I qualify. So that means you definitely qualify. We qualify after 5,000 subscribers to be able to go to New York and use their production facility. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. it would be kind of difficult, though, for what I do.
Well, but I'm just thinking, see, now I know the guy that's in New York who supplies all of the prop guns for all of the films that are done on the East Coast. So we could go up there and tack all kinds of up and end up up there carrying these fake guns. You know, I know the right people to call that will let the NYPD know we're coming and everything. And we could just go into YouTube and go, oh, hi, we're some creators. We've come to create. Where can we go to create?
I did have one of the guys from Google get in touch with me the other day. He was trying to help me. I'd received some community guideline strikes. And you get three and you're off. I mean, they'll terminate your channel. And he got in touch with me and said, man, he goes, I've been watching you for years. And he goes, I just found out about your strikes. He goes, I'm in the minority here at Google. He goes, but I'll try to keep you, you know, keep you protected as much as I can. But, you know, they're definitely, you know, leaning toward, you know, more progressive type thought. And, you know, I'll tell you something funny. I looked at their values. They have what they call their core values. One is freedom of expression, freedom of information, freedom of opportunity, freedom to belong. And on their freedom of opportunity, it says, we believe everyone should have a chance to be discovered, build a business, and succeed on their own terms. And
right.
that people, not gatekeepers, decide what's popular. And that particular one, you know, is they're crossing their own, you know, plan. I mean, their own, you know, mission statement. And, you know, it's really sad. But, you know, just, and of course, we're not the only ones. There are a lot of conservative thought that, in fact, Dennis Prager, who does PragerU, he advertises heavily on YouTube, and yet they have been demonetizing him, and he's now in a current lawsuit against Google.
I did a video last week where I was boxing up three ball caps and three knit hats and three sets of stickers. And the ball caps said lock and load, but I didn't say gun. I did say ninja because I refer to the listeners as ninjas because they walk around strapped all the time and nobody knows it. But I didn't say anything, and I threw that video out there, and it was just like a minute and 40 seconds, and it was just something fun to do where I didn't have to do edits and jump cuts and transitions and all this other stuff. I just threw it out there, and it goes up, and it's demonetized. And I've seen videos from YouTube, the YouTube kids, you know, if you and I were like in our 20s and we lived at the same apartment building in California, 1600 Vine, we'd be making millions of dollars right now, not for particularly saying anything on YouTube, just for putting it out. But right. Some of these other kids that are, you know, in their mid-30s or something that are YouTube superstars with 7-8 million subscribers, they're getting demonetized. Do they know what they're doing?
I think a lot of it has to do with their automated system. I don't think that part of it is not necessarily, you know, that they're going after certain thought. But one thing they kind of hide behind is that, and of course, just like the video you just mentioned you made, is that it's not really advertiser friendly because, you know, advertisers aren't necessarily, you know, they look at that and they go, well, that's not something I really want to have, you know, to be next to, you know, have an ad next to or whatever. Really, it came out of a Wall Street Journal article.
Right.
That, you know, showed these different pictures of screenshots of, like, GM or Visa or whoever next to, like, ISIS training videos or street fight videos and things like that. And those are dangerous and harmful activities. Well, you know, guns, the way we show them, we're at the range, we're in a controlled environment. In fact, my recent strike was we were at a gun school. And in fact, I'm sure you were in part of those because we were at the South Carolina gun school and we were being instructed by NRA instructors and everything was safe. And, you know, they just decided they would put a strike on it. But I think a lot of it has to do with they're just these bots, they call them, and they're out there just catching key phrases and key words, and so they'll strike you or they'll demonetize you, and then a live person looks at it, and then he approves it. The problem is when I upload a video, that's where I get most of my views at that first day or two.
Right.
And then it kind of trails off. So most of the money that I'm making is just demonetized. I'm not making a dime on it. And so, you know, personally, I spend for a video, I'll spend, you know, 2 days. I mean, I'm talking about 12 hours of editing, range time, driving, doing all the things I do because, you know, I really want to make a quality video. But here's the key.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. I want to talk about that when we get back. Coming up on the break, Such's YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/such00. Go subscribe because sooner or later they'll come to their senses, I hope. And if not, you can follow him wherever he goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. One time my guest was at my house, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and I was talking, because I always talk guns with him, because he gets a lot more guns to play with and test and all this other stuff. So I said, have you tried the H&K VP9? So he goes to his car and got it. And then I said, well, what about the P6? And then he went to his car and he got it. And I asked for about two more, and he went to his car, and he got them. It was a very sobering moment for me. But since I'm a subscriber, I got to see him on video anyway. I'm talking about YouTube channel Such00. This is Don Porter. We're talking about YouTube and what YouTube does. Now, you were starting to get into the thing about making a video and what goes. This is not you getting some quasar camcorder and just getting out there and sticking it on a tripod and shooting for 5 minutes and, you know, slapping it and sticking it up on YouTube. There's actually a process in this, isn't it?
Well, you know, there is. Of course, originally it started out that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was funny because people started kind of watching and it kind of grew. I had no idea that there was money to be made. I was just mainly talking about guns. But I'll tell you one thing that's probably been the biggest thing about YouTube and the gun community. This is my mission. No matter where I go, from an NRA event or down at some of the local business or whatever, and there'll be people that'll come and we call them meet greets. And, I have never failed to run into someone who has said, a year ago, I didn't own a gun, but now I've bought a gun. I've got my concealed carry permit. I bought my wife a gun and now I'm a member of the NRA. I am at the NRA annual meeting and it's just over and over. In fact, last year I counted at the last annual meeting. I had 30 different people come up to me and tell me that. Now, not just my channel, other gun channels on YouTube, but this is the thing that, and I've kind of voiced this a number of times on video, is that social media and specifically YouTube, because people can see right there all the action that's going on, they look at people and they go, you know what? These guys are just normal people. And, you know, and they talk about freedom and talk about, you know, self-defense, because self-defense is each of our responsibility. It's not law enforcement. It's our responsibility. And with the world getting even more crazy. So the big thing is we are drawing thousands of people every year into the an appreciation for the Second Amendment, for gun ownership, and for taking self-defense as their responsibility. And that is massive. And the one thing about YouTube is it draws people from all walks of life. You know, it's not like it's a gun website where gun guys go. We're reaching people that just happen to stumble across the video and they start watching and they go, well, you know, I used to have a gun years ago or just get interested in it. And so to me, YouTube is one of the biggest places to recruit people. And when I say recruit, really, to remind them that they're not subjects, they're citizens. And so that is one of my big burns.
There have been a couple of attempts. There was Young Guns TV, which was going to be the gun-centric YouTube, and now there's Full 30. The big issue at hand right now, the big conundrum for those of us that are sticking video up on YouTube, is that YouTube is the ubiquitous 800-pound gorilla as far as distribution, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, there's nothing to compare. I do things on Full 30, and I typically just I put a video up there first, and that gives people an incentive to go to Full 30. But I put the same video on YouTube a few days later. But you know, it's like I'm preaching to the choir when I'm on Full 30.
Right.
Those are the guys that are gun guys already. So my thing is that's great, and that's a place for guys like that to go. But honestly, YouTube is the place where we're reaching people. And two, Facebook is also, you know, a lot of things are connected with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those places. So, you know, having our voices out there, you know, because what's happened is we've got this massive amount of money that's being put into these major social media outlets that your average person could never afford. I mean, even somebody that has a lot of means could never afford what's going on. They could never compete with those social media platforms. And so with these different ones, we're able to come in and say, well, this is our voice. And people are listening. People are changing their attitudes. And I think that's one of the reasons why, especially this past month, I mean, we've had horrific gun violence. And in the past, you know, it was a fight tooth and nail for citizens to, you know, keep their freedoms. But it's kind of gotten to where it's like people look and they say, well, you know what? These are crazy people. The good people need to be able to defend themselves. Just like that church. If they had had the means, and he may have taken those people out early, But if they'd had the means to defend themselves, they could have stopped that even earlier. And there was, but otherwise, this guy was going to do what he was going to do no matter what. I mean, obviously, he's already been convicted. He choked his wife. He cracked his stepson's head and, you know, was convicted of it, but nothing really came of it that much.
Yeah, he
so
was.
We're seeing that. But we're seeing that our justice system is failing. And so,
well, the
and, you know,
NICS system has sort of got some issues, too, because he was able to buy because nobody reported him. Reported his little, and that's only going to be as good as the reporting system. So
that's right.
The interesting dynamic that I have looked at for a long time is that YouTube and you and some of the other people that were out there from the very beginning, you guys all came of age in the era of Obama.
This is true.
And it probably, like some of the things that Obama did try, like universal background checks, I wonder what that would have been like if he tried that in 2009 when the juggernaut was just beginning its roll down the hill versus 2013 when you guys have been out there being the reasonable people. You, Hickok, Iraq veteran 888, all these guys that are out there just being just reasonable guys just shooting guns. It's almost like it's a precision exercise with a firearm. That's all it is.
It's a sport.
And it's a sport. It's a sport in a way. And I just wonder if anybody's ever sat down and done the calculus about, well, what if there had been no YouTube? What if there had been none of these ambassadors?
Well, let me put it this way. I have, and I'm not one of the top channels. I mean, I am one of the, you know, I have one of the larger channels, but they're obviously, Hickok 45 has like 2.4 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
My channel, I have over 168 million views on my channel. I mean, and that represents a lot of people that watch different, you know, a number of videos over and over. But that's 168 million views. And we are competing with the major media.
Yeah.
And people are less and less tuning in.
Yeah. Hang on right there. We'll come back to the tuning in part when we get back. Sooch 00. S-O-O-T-C-H 00. If you are not a subscriber, go check him out, because some of the stuff he does is just some of the guns he shoots and everything else. He has a wide variety of stuff. I envy that. Yeah, he may not be one of the there may be some people out there that are bigger than him, but I envy his subscribers as well. But that's all beside the point, because we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from YouTube is Don Porter. You probably know him better as Such00. I know where we left off, but I've always wanted to ask you this, and I don't think I ever have. Is there any one gun that you've ever tested that you didn't want to give back?
That's funny. You know, I'm a gun guy. I mean, I have loved guns since I was a kid. And, you know, starting out with BB guns and then 22s. So I have a real strong passion for firearms.
Right.
So, you know, it's hard for me not to like a gun. So, yes, there are many that I have purchased and even, you know, lately. So I can't really say that there's any one. Now, the one gun, though, that I keep going back to is the Glock. You know, it's been very difficult to get away from it. Even though there are more upgraded handguns out on the market, the Glock just holds its own. So, in fact, that's what I'm carrying right now.
A Glock, you know, I made a video called No More Glocks for Me.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of details to it, but for me, right, you know, I've always been sort of a custom gun guy, and so I've had Glocks, but I've had custom Glocks.
Yeah, and, I know you.
Yes, and I do like a you know, Glock out of the box is not a bad gun, but then first time I tried the P320. It's that grip angle, man. I just prefer that grip angle. I think at my heart I'm a 1911 guy, and I'm just looking for that grip angle, and that's the problem with the Glock, is that unnatural grip angle. I don't like having to adjust, you know, so.
Right. Well, the big thing about the Glock for me has been, because I actually learned to shoot with 1911s and used to do IDSIG shooting, competition shooting, and IDPA with the 1911. And so when I first got a hold of a Glock, it felt very unnatural. But it held 15 rounds. The 19 did, and my 1911 held 7. Now many of them are holding 8 now, but that's a big thing. And the reliability of the Glock was just phenomenal. So it really led me to kind of lean that direction. But that's really before a lot of the other striker fire pistols really came into it, their own. And so I've shot thousands and thousands of rounds through them. And so I have a lot invested.
Right, right. That's the other thing that I wish. Now, Don and I started hanging out in 2012, and I actually got to be in one of his videos then. And so in that amount of time, that's 5 years. You'd already been doing it for 3, right, at that particular time. You are already fairly well established. You have seen the evolution of the striker-fired pistol right before your very eyes, haven't you?
True. It's been, in fact, I just did it. In fact, I'm finishing up a review on the Steyr M9A1, and a very fascinating pistol.
That's one I've always wanted to try. I know that Hickok has tried that, and he likes it too. What do you think of it?
It's incredible. You know, Nothing Fancy did a review and just went off the deep end because it's just a great shooting handgun. They had some early issues. They've been out since 1999. They've had some issues, and they fixed them. And so I think that they're really getting ready to become even more popular. But, you know, here's the thing about it, and with firearms in general, they're putting out so many different models and features and different grips and all these things. It gives gun owners, I feel like this is the golden age for people that are looking for a gun. They have so many choices like never before.
Right.
And so, you know, it really is a beautiful thing, and it makes it very difficult. And I think probably YouTube has fostered some of that because people are looking at, for the first time, they can see on video different guns in action, and they can make more, you know, more choices, more, you know, intelligent choices. And so I think that's actually fostered some things as well. It was funny because the gun industry, when I first would go to some of the big shows, you know, I would say, hey, you know, and I would talk to them. And they really wouldn't talk to me. Now, you know, they've realized that once print media died, pretty much, I mean, there's still some publications out there, but really, they're not reaching anywhere like YouTube is. I mean, you can see it in action. They talk about it. They show all the features. You demonstrate it. It makes it really just easy to do. Because, I mean, people, obviously, I've learned a lot, like working on my car. I'll go to YouTube. You know, I need to fix my dryer. I'll go to YouTube. You know, I need to look how to break down a gun. I go to YouTube. I mean, it's just a great resource. So it's really been a shame to watch what's happened over the past, actually since about May. It's been really a shame because YouTube has been such a great source for all those things.
Now, you're with Full Screen, right? That's your MCN?
Yes, sir.
I have not spoken with Broadband TV, but does Full Screen, which is Full Screen is one of the bigger MCNs, does Full Screen think this is something that's just a phase that they're going to go through and they're going to come out on the other side?
Well, you know, Full Screen, I mean, I do. That's one thing that's great about having a network like that is I can get sponsors. But one great thing that YouTube has done is now the channel's a certain size, they assign you a partner to be able to talk to.
Right.
So I have a guy that actually keeps in touch with me on a regular basis. So I have a contact at YouTube, and that's been huge.
What size do you have to be to get to that?
You know, I don't know. I can't remember.
500?
I think it's lower than that. It's probably around, you know, I don't know. It may be around 100,000, but I don't know how many. But it's been really great. And the guy that I deal with is actually, he was raised in Atlanta. And so he is very friendly to the gun culture.
Right.
But, you know, and he'll tell me, he'll say, well, you know, there's only so much that I can do because, you know how it is. And it's true. I don't think that YouTube is actively just being ugly to gun channels. I just think that they're trying to do a few things if they can. But Of course, that's one of the other things about YouTube. It's so big and so complex I think now there were over a billion subscribers to YouTube.
Well, they say there's 400 hours of video uploaded every 10 minutes or every hour or something like that.
Easy. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it has become a major avenue for information. And the big thing is we've got to keep that information, our point of view, what we believe. We've also got to have that ability as well. You know, the one thing that YouTube did up front, and really what made their success, is they decided to share in their advertising dollars. People saw YouTube, so they started putting money into ads. And so YouTube, knowing that if they could give back to the creators, that they would try harder to make better videos and make them more appealing. And that's what they've done. I mean, you know, people, a lot of people make a living on YouTube and, you know, through their advertising. Now, some people will say, well, YouTube is a private company. But when YouTube decided they were going to start paying, you know, we have contracts, things that we have to sign before we can do that. We got to stay within community guidelines.
Right, right.
So this is a contractual agreement.
And you've been living up to your end.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hold right there. We're going into the last break. Such00, go look him up on YouTube. Also, Sensible Prepper, that's your other channel?
Yes, sir. That's my survival and prepping channel.
I've been wanting to do some prepping myself ever since this last little go-around. We'll talk about that offline, though, shall we? Such00, go subscribe to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I guess this hour is Don Porter, Such 00 from YouTube. I'm being asked in the chat room which it was the Steyr semi-auto that you like, that Such or that Hickok likes, that I want to try. Was it, which Steyr was that?
It's the Steyr Striker Fire M9A1. It's about the size of a Glock 19. They make a number of different models of that same pistol, size models. But it has a really low bore axis. So when you put your hand up on the grip, the slide just rides right over it. It's really nice. Great trigger, too. So, that review should be live coming up in the next couple of days.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the trigger guard is going down like at a 45-degree angle away from the pistol, the way it looks.
Yes.
How does the trigger pull into the gun when you're pulling the trigger? Is it just straight back like any other trigger would be? Or?
It is. It's a lot like the Glock with the little blade, but the trigger pull is excellent. It's very close to the ZZ T10C.
I just reviewed that one. I have one of those.
I saw your video.
Oh, did you like that?
I did. You did an excellent job.
Well, thank you. I've always wanted to impress Don. It's because Don, you know, Don is Don. So anyway. Now, Facebook. Are you when you upload a video to YouTube? Do you upload it separately to Facebook? That's what I've been doing, just because that it's easier to track how many people view it. But it's also like, if I'm doing a review for a company, I can give it to them and they can share it on their social media, and that's where I get a lot of my views from that. Are you doing that as well? Do you see any value in doing that?
Well, if they watch it on Facebook, you get zero revenue dollars.
That's true.
But I do. I upload to Facebook all the time. I usually do that as an announcement to my viewers. To my people that are on Facebook, you know, they like to see what I'm doing new, so I'll pop a link over. Because really, it's not just about the money. It's about, again, getting the word out for the Second Amendment and getting people interested. And that is just huge for me.
Yeah. As far as, will the business model for people who are using YouTube as a, for you, like these strikes that they put against you, how long will that sit there with you?
3 months. The first series happened right after the Las Vegas shooting. I mean, it was like that weekend. And that strike is still against my channel. But the second strike that they placed, they actually reversed it. So I've just got one strike at this time. But all the major gun channels put strike against them.
That's good.
That's good. I'm glad that happened.
Well, I know James Yeager. You had him on last night. Is that right?
Last week.
Oh, last week. Okay. He had two strikes against him. And I sent him a message on how I got mine taken care of. So I'm hoping he can do the same.
For those that think that YouTube is actually a process. I mean, there's a lot of investment in time, editing, learning how to edit, cameras. Are you using the same camera you have always used?
No, I use, I have five different cameras.
Okay. I was afraid.
My GoPros.
I was afraid that I had gone insane with some of the cameras I've gone and got.
Well, you know, one thing that I always try to do is I try to do the best I can, but on the other hand, I'm not trying to look like a polished, super polished, commercial type thing, because
right.
It is. It's an independent video streaming system. You know, that's kind of the appeal to it, is that it's kind of a little bit raw. It's not super professional. I mean, over 9 years, I've learned some things, but I don't really want it to be too polished in a sense. But I do want to be articulate. I want to give out information that's right and give truthful information. I mean, that's the big thing. There's a lot of preferences for different, you know, if people are looking for something, I hope to steer them into a direction to where they can say, well, I was thinking about this, but maybe this might be a good option.
Right.
And so that they can make the best decision. Because I'm going to tell you, on my Sensible Prepper channel especially, I've had a lot of people to contact me saying, I watched this video, I put together a bug out bag. And then, you know, we were in one of those tornadoes, and our house was destroyed, but I had the bag with me, and the medical gear in there, we used it. There was food in there. We were able to eat some and get out of the area. And I mean, I've had it over and over and over. And when you're out there, as many people are watching, there's going to be people that are going to actually face the situation that you're warning them about.
Right.
I mean, and so it's very sobering. I had one guy one day, he watched a video I had done about having just some supplies together in case you had a home invasion. And I said, you have your firearm, you have a flashlight, you have a little med kit, you know, just some things, a knife, just some different things. And so he said, I saw that. And I thought, well, my gun's in the safe and my magazines are unloaded. So he loaded his magazines. He got his gun. He did what I said, put a little bag together. Two nights later, he had a armed robbery in his home, an armed invasion. Two men came in and they were armed to the teeth. He said, the police just left and I had to defend myself and my family. And he goes, I had to shoot these guys. He said, if I had not watched that video and put that bag together, I would probably be dead and who knows what would happen to my family. Now, that is a very sobering thought for me. You know, so when I put together a video, those things are running in my mind about how important it is to make sure that the information I'm giving is spot on.
Well, now you did that out of your own experience, because didn't you come home one time to a home invasion?
Yes, and thank goodness we had a new puppy, and so which he's a white German Shepherd and he's full grown now.
Yeah.
But he was a small puppy, and I had him in the garage. And so when I lifted the garage door, they were inside. They heard it, and they ran out the back window, which they'd busted in to come through. I didn't really realize that because it took me a few minutes before I came inside. So they did cut themselves, and our local county sheriff's department got the DNA and were able to track this guy. But he had a loaded firearm. He had a Browning high power that he stuck from me. It was hidden in my closet, and he found it, and that's one of the guns he stole.
Right.
But I thought if my wife had come home, she would have gone straight in first. And so, you know, it's just so important to just be aware of what's going on, not to be paranoid, but to definitely take, again, self-defense is each of our responsibilities, not only for us, but for our families. And it can happen, and it will happen to some people.
Yes, but it happens. I think it happens about 6,000 times a day on the high end, 2,000, 6,000, I'm not sure.
It's somewhere in between there. So, and I'm sure some of those people have watched some of the stuff that you have talked about doing. But
and others, you know. Again, there are a lot of other great channels out there.
I want to listen. Now, when I call you later on next week, I want to talk to you about prepping, because in this last storm that we had, when I think it was Hurricane Harvey Irma, when Irma was coming through Florida, I was looking at my little meager amount of stuff that I've got, and I was like, I decided to do a really snap assessment. And I just went, I'm going to die if things went bad. I just went, I've got enough stuff here to wish that I had more stuff. Had plenty of weapons and ammo. You know, I could go out and be a marauder, but I don't want to be that way. So, anyway, I need a little advice from the sensible prepper and everything else. I'm going to run out of time. I'll have to ask you about this too, because I'm going to try to get that started as well. But I want to thank you. Tracking Don down is tough, because you put out, what, 5 or 6 videos a week, and you're constantly on the road going to shoot and all that other stuff. It's just time-consuming. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Bill, thanks so much for asking me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Such00, that is the channel. We got hour number 3 coming up. If they can demonetize him, they can demonetize anybody. Hopefully this is just something they're going through. We'll see. Hour number 3 is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.